Brian Franklin once posted a simple data entry job on Craigslist.
Within days, hundreds of applicants flooded his inbox. JDs, PhDs, MBAs from prestigious universities.
A Harvard MBA showed up in a three-piece suit, talking about leveraging relationships for a $10 per hour position.
Franklin hired a high school dropout instead.
Why?
The dropout demonstrated genuine enthusiasm, practical competence, and excellent work ethic.
Within months, this individual was managing three people and streamlining operations.
This story cuts to the heart of a troubling reality. Everything we've been told about the connection between formal education and success might be fundamentally wrong.
As college costs skyrocket and graduates drown in debt with diminishing returns, a crucial question emerges. What if the skills that create real-world prosperity are rarely taught in classrooms?
What if the most valuable education happens entirely outside formal institutions?
The traditional education narrative, study hard, get good grades, attend a prestigious college, achieve success, no longer holds true. Malcolm Gladwell's research shows that beyond an IQ of around 120, additional academic prowess yields diminishing returns. Chris Langan, the smartest man in America with a 200-plus IQ, struggled, while Robert Oppenheimer succeeded through practical intelligence, navigating social situations and building influential networks. Our education system rewards conformity over innovation, and traditional job security has evaporated. The internet has created unprecedented opportunities for self-created careers. Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates all dropped out to pursue their visions. Daniel Pink's digital Marxism has emerged. Inexpensive technology means workers own their means of production through laptops and internet connections, making formal credentials less important than demonstrable skills and tangible results.
The tension between meaningful work and financial security is fundamental. Parents advocate safer paths, while young people seek impact and purpose. Yet the safe path carries significant risks, what Randy Komisar calls the deferred life plan, spending your life doing work you don't value, betting you can buy freedom later. Anthony Sandberg exemplifies a third way. After dropping out of Dartmouth, he supported himself through entrepreneurial ventures while sailing around the world. Living in his plumbing van, he bootstrapped his sailing school by borrowing boats from marina owners. 30 years later, OCSC Sailing School occupies a 6-acre campus and has taught over 25,000 people to sail. The art of earning a living requires four steps. First, get financially stable through whatever work is available. Second, create schedule flexibility through negotiation, remote work, or increased efficiency. Third, use this flexibility to experiment with leadership opportunities or explore potential sources of meaning. Finally, use flexible hours to experiment with sources of both meaning and income, perhaps starting a side business or monetizing creative passions. This path builds a bridge between passion and practicality, one deliberate step at a time.
Elliot Bisnow built connection capital by inviting strangers on all-expenses-paid ski trips charged to his credit card. While on a college tennis scholarship, he woke at 5 a.m. for emails before practice and closed sponsorship deals worth tens of thousands from his dorm room. He transformed from someone who wasn't popular in high school to creating one of the world's greatest business networks in just 2.5 years. The secret to recruiting powerful mentors is giving without expecting returns. Two transformative questions open meaningful conversations. What's most exciting for you right now? And what's challenging for you right now? Your Swiss Army knife of advice might include marketing expertise, health guidance, or relationship wisdom. For beginners, give enthusiasm and willingness to implement advice. Share stories about applying their teachings and passing them on to others.
Frank Kern's journey from broke fast food worker to marketing millionaire reveals the power of self-education. After hitting rock bottom, unable to afford gas to visit his parents 10 miles away, he shifted from passive follower to active creator. his eighth grade dropout millionaire grandfather showed him that successful people rarely followed traditional paths. Dan Kennedy's insight changed everything. Regardless of your industry, you are in the marketing business, not dry cleaning, restaurants, or widgets, but marketing those services. Good marketing starts with the product itself, designing solutions for specific customer needs. Seth Godin explains it starts with a problem you can solve for a customer who realizes he has a problem. Direct response marketing drives measurable actions, like signups or purchases, delivering clear ROI, unlike brand marketing's fuzzy feelings. Brian Franklin exposes higher education's myth that craft mastery automatically creates success. The world's best practitioners have wildly varying success levels, proving success is an independent skill. The spin selling methodology shows effective selling isn't about slick pitches, but asking questions that connect prospects with deeper motivations. Despite being crucial, sales remains absent from curricula. Even elite business schools offer virtually no sales courses. Marion Shembari's Facebook ad campaign targeting publishing executives demonstrates how creative self-marketing outperforms traditional applications. Her targeted ads landed her a literary PR position and later a thriving freelance business, charging $100 per hour, while classmates struggled during the recession. Seth Godin argues everyone needs a compelling story, not just credentials. Having the most popular blog in a niche creates a better narrative than an Ivy League degree. Christine Negron became the New York Times senior aviation correspondent, despite lacking a college degree. Her deep expertise proved more valuable than formal education. Maria Andros transformed from a $50,000 retail buyer into a six-figure personal brand by creating optimized YouTube videos about business and entrepreneurship, building a following that generated coaching opportunities. Your brand is what people think when they hear your name, and in today's digital age, that reputation often precedes any formal introduction. The fundamental difference between self-educated success stories and most people is their willingness to do whatever it takes to create the lives they want. Brian Franklin and Jennifer Russell call this the entrepreneurial mindset versus the employee mindset, a distinction about approach, not job title. This mindset involves focusing on contribution versus entitlement, creating value versus proving yourself, taking responsibility versus blaming circumstances, and seeking growth versus comfort. Hal Elrod's story exemplifies this approach. After a devastating car accident at age 20 left him in a six-day coma, Hal applied the 5-minute rule, allowing himself just 5 minutes to feel negative before focusing entirely on what he could control. Despite doctors saying he would never walk again, Hal recovered fully and now makes his living as a motivational speaker. His story happens to us. We choose what it means. The education bubble is bursting. Courtney Muna graduated from NYU with $97,000 in debt while earning only $22 per hour, revealing how young people are pressured into massive debt for degrees that often don't deliver. Peter Thiel created a fellowship, awarding $100,000 to 20 entrepreneurs under 20 to stop out of school and pursue their business ideas immediately. As George Bernard Shaw said, a reasonable man adapts himself to his environment. An unreasonable man persists in attempting to adapt his environment to suit himself. Therefore, all progress depends on the unreasonable man. Stop waiting for permission from institutions that profit from your conformity. Start building skills that actually matter: marketing, sales, relationship building, personal branding. Your education isn't something that happens to you in a classroom. It's something you create every single day through deliberate choices, meaningful relationships, and relentless action.